This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're in Minot, North Dakota today. We're coming to you live and direct from the Dakota Hope Clinic. I want to thank our friends at Applebee's, as well as Qdoba, here in Minot. We're underwriting part of the broadcast today for the folks at Dakota Hope Clinic for us to be here. We appreciate that very much. And, you know, wonderful that businesses are bold in support of this issue. Because, again, I think sometimes you don't want to offend somebody. You don't want to say something. You don't. But, again, I'd go back to the comment from before the break. Hey, you're talking about this too much. Said no one related to 17 deaths at Parkland School or any of the other number of school shootings we talked about. Yet that number is a low number for the amount of deaths that occur in downtown Fargo. But just because it's legal and it always happens, out of sight, out of mind, forget about it.
You can't forget about it.
In my mind. You can't. We're going to meet more of the folks from Dakota Hope Clinic coming up on the program today. So stay tuned for that as we go. Meanwhile, we have the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. All kinds of drama there. A couple of things that I think are noteworthy here. One, the hearing has been scheduled for Monday. Right? And I think the president and others being wise to say, just, you know, open this up. Kellyanne Conway saying, let's treat this woman right. Let's respect her. Let's listen to her. Let's see what she has to say. You know? That's what everybody wanted, right? Obviously, that's what the attorney wanted. They wanted, you know, Dianne Feinstein, she wanted that, to turn this into a circus, slow it down. This woman has not yet said that she will be at the hearing. Her attorney is not yet confirming, despite this being announced yesterday, that she'd be there. One odd deal. A second odd deal, speaking of this attorney, she's vice chair of a George Soros-funded effort to take down Brett Kavanaugh. Well, isn't that convenient? And my third wacky factoid of the day, Judge Kavanaugh's mother, a judge, presided over a case related to foreclosure of the home of the accuser, her family. So is this, I'll get back at you time, or what is this? Very, very strange. All right, some of your texts. You've been waiting to get in here, and I want to get in. By the way, you can call us on any of these topics, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here is a text. Anybody had a conversation like this with anyone they know? It says, Todd and Scott, I had a very heated conversation with my neighbor last night about who she's supporting for the Senate race. I explained to my neighbor that Heidi Heitkamp supports abortion, which is basically legalization of murdering our children. And my neighbor said she's pro-life, but she still supports Heidi. No wonder why these people are so screwed up. They don't even know what they stand for. Please tell the listeners we all need to get out and vote to save our children. I'm glad that listener is tying, you know, this issue to November. You should know what people you are voting for, what they believe, how they'd vote. Ask them tough questions. And I think that the texter is bold to go and have a heated conversation with a neighbor and say, well, wait a minute, aren't you pro-life? Yeah, I'm pro-life. Well, why are you voting for Heidi Heitkamp? Because she's for abortion. I'm voting for her. I would say in this case, we have a couple scenarios. One, maybe that person isn't pro-life but says they are. Second of all, maybe they aren't really clear as to what her position is. I've had a lot of people come up to me about the last election and say, I'll never make that mistake again. I say, what, believing that she was pro-life? Oh, so, you know, then they did. I don't know why. You know? Texter says, soybeans are down again today. I can only hang on so long. I don't think soybeans are going to rocket up here until we have some more progress on NAFTA and a few of these other deals. China, obviously, a big one with soybeans, too. And they're probably down because of the new tariffs there. There is a trade war. Everybody that we've talked to, from Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce, to folks at the USDA, have given us their view that China will take longer than anything. And it isn't fun. And it's difficult. It's another one that I tie to the congressional race right now. So Heidi Heitkamp's position is that Kevin Cramer's, she calls it his reckless trade war, which is just stupid. I mean, you have to think we're really dumb to say that, because obviously Donald Trump got elected saying he was going to do this, and is doing it. Now, Congressman Cramer has said, we need new trade deals. I agree with that. I also want them done as soon as possible, and also wrote the first letter to the USDA saying there's going to be a gap here where these folks need support. He wrote the letter. I mean, that's what you do. You say, okay, I understand you're negotiating this. You're trying to make this better over here. What I will do, you know, in the meantime, is see if we can find some relief. What Heidi Heitkamp is doing could be summed up in one word. Fear. Fear. Scare you. Talk about how horrible this is. It's awful. No solutions. Nothing. That's not leadership. Besides yelling and screaming and talking about how horrible it is, and look, part of her is right. There is pain here as a result of this. What are you going to do about it? You want the status quo? You not want to fix? I mean, this is a woman, initially, who championed NAFTA, now says it's terrible. Folks, she's 100% politician. She doesn't decide what car to get into for the day until she decides what will benefit her more politically. It's so blatantly obvious, it's ridiculous. And rather sad when you get to that point as a politician, that you're just driven by 100% politics. Texter says, do you know that on Twitter you cannot post an article where in the article the word Yemen appears? Anything Yemen is banned from Twitter. When you try to post something that has the word Yemen in the article, it simply won't post. Didn't know that. I'll give that a try. I'll say, here's a recipe a long-lost relative from Yemen gave me, and for pierogies or something. I don't. PETA kills around 2,000 animals a year and also partners with extremist group that firebomb buildings. Penn and Teller did an amazing expose on them detailing all of this. Did not know that. I brought PETA up earlier because, thank you. PETA stands for People Who Eat Tasty Animals. I couldn't remember. I just knew it was eating tasty animals, something. But I have that now. But PETA's worried about, University of Nebraska shouldn't let those balloons go because a couple of birds might get hit. And these are the people that are silent on innocent life, on a baby, on God's creation of a child, okay to be snuffed out. This is evil. Ladies and gentlemen, this is dark. Another texter, Democrats have murdered millions of unborn children. And Bernie won't even talk about that. Why not? Bernie doesn't. Nor does Heidi. I don't know. Thought you might enjoy this picture. I love your pictures, by the way. When you send pictures, you're at risk of getting a free MyPillow. Isn't that right, Todd? Especially photos of where you're listening, how you're listening to the program. We really love those. Thought you might enjoy this drilling rig, pumping unit, and wind towers. And some cows, I might add. That's right. It's what's for dinner. Beef. I love the photo. Thank you. Soros. Why does that not surprise me? Doesn't surprise me either. I'm completely with you. 100% with you. All right, I've got through as many texts as I dare here. I better take some calls, okay? Lakota, Nate, what's on your mind?
I am calling first-time caller, long-time listener, and you've had me nearly on my phone more than once on this issue, and it's become a little more personal for me lately. I'm 40 years old. My wife is in her mid-30s. And, a few years back, we have had an experience with a miscarriage.
A few years back.
And that, after watching my wife go through what she did and being surprised myself and how I reacted to that, there is no way that you can, that I will ever be able to call that fetus anything other than a life. It just surprised me how it hit me, and it brought it home, and seeing Heidi's reaction to her vote angered me to my core after that.
I don't think you're long on that, Nate. Hang on if you want to chat some more. We're up against the break, but we'll talk again in a moment or two. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I understand there's truckloads of saunas on the way to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What's the best one?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, we customize. The nice thing with Finleo, we can customize it to meet your need. At the end of the day, it's a boxwood with a heater in it, but why not make it really cool? And right now, right here, right now, we have more saunas in inventory than anybody else in the United States guaranteed, which means a great deal for you. Why do we have so many? Because we believe it is the best health and wellness product on the planet today without taking a drug or a pill or anything like that.
How much healthier will I be after I buy a sauna?
Sauna forgives your anti-wellness sins. It really does. It cleanses you. It increases your circulation. It boosts your immune system. There's literally nothing a sauna doesn't do to make you better health and wellness-wise.
Your North Dakota sauna headquarters, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. Palmer amaranth was identified for the first time in North Dakota in McIntosh County in August. Palmer amaranth is a native to the southwestern U.S. but was accidentally introduced to other areas and has devastated crops in the south and Midwest. It is a prolific seed producer that can emerge throughout the growing season. It grows rapidly at 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and is prone to herbicide resistance and multiple modes of action. Early detection is the key to effectively eradicate or manage this weed. Farmers are urged to work with local weed officers, extension agents, and other experts to identify and report suspect plants. Palmer amaranth may spread through multiple channels, including contaminated seed mixes, equipment movement, animal feed and bedding, and wild birds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Seats for the Washington, D.C. trip out of Bismarck are sold out. They are faint or gone. There are some seats left out of Fargo, but that's, just a long way of telling you. This is going to be a trip that's full pretty quick, as we knew. And I think we are taking a wait list for folks that want to come on a different flight. Might be a little bit of an upcharge, but if you really want to go, I want you to go. We'd love to have you along. My wife's planned a fun trip here. Just talking to folks about the tour they're arranging for the Capitol, which should be fun. And the White House is really challenging to get in. You know, they don't take large groups in there, and then they have one real short tour that you book months and months in advance. So we're juking and jiving there and see how we can, you know, get you into the Lincoln bedroom. So you can jump up and down on the bed there and make a ruckus and see if President Trump comes in to say, what the heck is going on? That's what Todd would do. That's why he can't go on these trips. That just doesn't work. Anyway, we'll be in Washington, D.C. December 4th through 8th. We're going to see everything we're seeing. My two personal favorites on the trip, I'll extend that to three. This really awesome cruise liner that goes around Washington, D.C. and sees all the sights. Really looking forward to that. The Holocaust Museum, apropos to our topic today, I've not seen it, not been in it. I'm ashamed to say that. I haven't. I've tried a couple times, just didn't work out because you got to get a ticket and everything else, but we'll be there. And then the Bible Museum, brand new. Kevin Kramer told me, Kevin and Chris actually were there for the official opening, and they raved about it, and from that moment on I've said, I want to get there, I want to see it, so we'll do all that. Now, if you'd like to go, and by the way, there's a Norway trip coming up, too, with our friend Carol Juven, who right now is just working on all the final details of that marvelous trip. It's going to be a dandy, folks. Every trip with Carol Juven is a dandy, but my wife Maria and I, our family, will host this again. That's June 14th through 29th, 2019. If you are interested in any of those, D.C. in the subject line, Norway in the subject line, send them to me, just an email, email Scott H., @flagfamily.com. Scott H. @flagfamily.com. Or text me, 701-367-2054. Okay, so Nate in Lakota, calling for the first time. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Talked about being moved to call the program today based on the experience with him and his wife and the tragedy of losing a baby and then having a whole new understanding of, yeah, that is a baby. Do you talk to people about it, Nate? Do you converse with folks, or you kind of keep that to yourself?
No, it's pretty much in something I don't really talk to many people about, but it is something that has definitely affected me. And growing up, you know, years ago in my 20s, on the whole abortion issue, I've kind of been kind of a wishy-washy on it, you know. It's kind of one of those things where on paper you know it's a life, and it all makes sense on not having an abortion. But I tell you what, after having that experience, that totally changed my view.
Well, it takes courage for the man of the house to talk about that. I'm glad you did, Nate. I'm glad you called, and I also understand your reaction to the vote of Heidi Heitkamp on a 20-week, you know. Very simple thing that said, you know, draw the line where we know the baby feels pain and they can't be aborted, and she voted for it, and high fives Chuck Schumer after it. I hear a lot of people talk about the kind of reaction you have. So
it's one thing to have a pro-choice view on it, and I don't, you know, having been wishy-washy on it for so many years, I can understand a little bit having that opinion, but to go and celebrate that, totally, it angered me. So, like I said, to my core, to see that mini celebration on the floor.
Amazing story, Nate. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Paul, north of Wilton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and my heart goes out to Nate. On the discussion of the abortions, you quoted a figure of 60,000 children in the United States have been aborted.
60 million. 60 million.
Wow.
Yeah, since Roe versus Wade. Yeah.
Well, and then I think about our North Dakota culture in the conversation earlier that we had about what could we change in our lives and in the world if we had the opportunity. And I'm wondering how many people in North Dakota and in the United States would support people who have the choice of an abortion and telling them that they would help in any way they can. A lot of the families that I've worked with are thinking about, am I able to feed myself, my kids? Can I get housing? Can I get health care? Can I get child care? And then you have politicians suggesting that these people are using the system if they want to get any of these things. And then I think about conversations with my relatives and others in the state of North Dakota who demean anybody on public assistance. So isn't there a real disconnect in talking about abortions and not going forward? And then as a society, we slam people publicly who want to take advantage of these systems and not kill their kids.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see the two connected. I think you make a point that's worthy of it.
Well,
by the way, that's one of the reasons
Jim,
that Dakota Hope Clinic is here, because Dakota Hope Clinic says here is hope.
Jim,
here is
Jim,
and it isn't just have the baby and see you later. It is okay. How can we help you? Earn while you learn and get the information. Yes, sir. Sure, go ahead.
Yes, there are things that Tim probably talks to his clients about adoption. And sometimes there's open adoption where, in fact, you don't have to say goodbye to the child. You can make arrangements, have an open adoption. Another family will raise your child. You'll have visitation rights, and you will be part of the family as the child's growing up. And I think as society begins to support the concept of raising the child as opposed to demeaning people who are going to go get abortions, but talking about the positive aspects of here's what's available for you from our society to help raise your child would be an answer to, quite frankly, the miserably disgusting conversation and blaming we've had going on today.
Well, I think I agree with a lot of what you said, not the last one. I don't know the blaming that's going on. I think it's just a conversation, but I appreciate your call. Brayden in Aberdeen, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, you remember the that Judge Moore case, the Judge Moore election down south there?
I do, yep.
And the Democrats waited until after he got nominated, and then they rolled out all these accusations against him, just smeared him up and down.
Yep.
And then, of course, after he lost the election, you never heard from him. You know, you never heard another word about it. I can't help but compare this Kavanaugh election to that. And I really think that they're not going to be finished with just this one accuser.
No, it's a game. They're executing a plan. Completely agree with you. Play a little chess here, folks. It's happening. More coming up.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henham from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters keep rising, and so does the death toll from Hurricane Florence. At least 32 people have been killed by the storm since it made landfall last week. Most fatalities in the Carolinas, where heavy rain has caused major flooding across both states. Among the big winners at the Emmys last night, Game of Thrones. For Outstanding Drama Series, the show producer is D.B. Weiss.
Writing for these actors behind us is the honor of a lifetime, but we didn't invent these characters. That was George R. R. Martin. The show could not be without the mad genius of George. Thank you for letting us take care of your people.
Author George R.R. Martin was on hand for the award ceremony last night. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And this is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Today. Fascinating conversation. Really appreciate everybody joining in and being part of the conversation today. And yes, it is an important one. There's no doubt about it. Now, it's not something we do every day, nor would we do every day on here. But, you know, the conversation needs to happen. If it causes you to think, if it makes you, you know, mad or glad or whatever, okay. That's fine. That's what we're here for. Texter Todd suggested something we never would. And they were referring to the other texter who said, you know, you're talking on and on and on about abortion, so I'm gonna turn the dial. This texter said, change the dial to that person. So, and Todd and I never say that. We say, don't change. You can't. Don't. Anyway, it goes on to say, I believe it's an important topic. Everyone wants to take guns away after mass shootings of a human life. How is the abortion issue any different? Yeah, I tell you, the only thing that's different about it is how we think about it. But as at a school, we all think, oh my gosh, not again, this is awful, it's terrible. You stop dead in your tracks. You see the images. You're horrified, understandably. But quietly, you know, more people every week. This isn't a you know, a couple times a year thing. Every week, same amount of youthful life snuffed out as a result of this. So just think about it that way. I want to tell you about a couple of events coming up soon that are part of our safety training spotlight, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, workforce safety insurance as well. WSI is actually hosting two education sessions in Beulah on the different loss control services. There's offerings, there's safety discount programs, September 25th, 1 to 3, September 26th, 9 to 1. Check out the workforcesafety.com WSI calendar to know more about that. Also, there's an online learning management system available to employers from WSI. Over 450 safety courses there. Contact WSI directly on that. They've partnered up with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program grant to provide safety training classes. All the information on that and the classes this month and next on WSI's calendar at workforcesafety.com. All right, two individuals from the Dakota Hope Clinic joining us now on What's on Your Mind to talk a little bit about the work they do. And that is Bob Paulson. Bob is the board chair. And I have to tell you, I think I told Tim earlier, The board here really impresses me because it's clearly a workhorse, not show horse board. I mean, they were so integral last time. They all had different, responsibilities, and it was really good. So good to meet you, Bob.
Good to meet you too, Scott.
And Tim is back with us as well. Tim is the director of development for the Dakota Hope Clinic, Tim Knutson.
Yes.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So here we are, three men, I've had some calls from men this morning on this issue, and I don't know, that's maybe a stereotype we're breaking too, right? Because this issue needs men and women around the table talking about it, right?
Yes, I agree. And, you know, I walk into some coffee clutches, and it's usually a group of guys sitting around there, and, you know, there's some of that locker talk going on, and they're like, well, why are you involved with this? This is a woman's issue. And I usually reply, well, last I heard, it takes a guy to have something to do with a pregnancy.
Yeah.
So we have a part in this,
Very true.
And so that's the stigma that we got to kind of overcome, too, that this is not, you know, just a woman's issue just because she's pregnant, you know.
And if men think differently, Bob, then maybe men are not pressuring,
right.
You know, the loved one slash partner into, no, you have to take away my responsibility, take it away, you know, right?
Yep.
And be part of that discussion as well. But guys, the statistics on the people outside of the individual pregnant that influence a decision are pretty extraordinary. You know, there's a lot of people weighing in, think they know best, even mothers of daughters,
right,
who are pregnant, which just like makes me crazy. But, you know, what's your take on that?
I think men need to step up and be supportive to the woman who's got the unplanned pregnancy. They need to show their support through the process for her and recognize the lifelong impact that an abortion can have on her to her detriment and protect her in that regard.
What do you want people to know about the Dakota Hope Clinic as it pertains to this issue? How do you help?
You know, that's the thing, is it's education. It's a lot of the things, you know, they're getting bombarded with this all the time, and it's all this other propaganda, you know, that is self-serving in the sense that it is to their detriment, like you just said, Bob. And so the thing is they need to come in and find out the truth about what's going to happen if they do have an abortion, and just, you know, possibly they're going to regret it. And that's just like, you know, they say about any kind of life decisions that we make that are maybe sometimes hasty or really thought out, we might have regret. But once that regret is made, then it's pretty hard to come back on that. But the thing is that with Dakota Hope, we want them to find out they can discover peace here. They can come in, we can talk to them, introduce them to Jesus if they don't know who that is, and make sure that they know that they can find peace through knowing Jesus.
Yeah, this is a ministry, right? This is the only way you'd be able to do what you do. I mean, this is first and foremost a ministry that's, you know, a field hospital, basically, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
You're out there helping. You told me a neat story, Tim, about a couple that came in that were not husband and wife, not boyfriend and girlfriend. Sort of a happenstance, one night occurrence, and a baby is the result. And they came in, which is first and foremost one of the reasons you need the resources to cast that net, so people know, hey, start that conversation with us.
Correct.
Or at least include us in the conversation, right?
Yeah.
And it works. What happened in that case?
Well, you know, it was interesting is they came in looking for counseling, but they were pretty set on, you know, well, we're not even a couple. We're not married, you know, this is just changing our plans. And so they were counseled that, you know, well, you should look to the future, even if you're not a couple, the future of this child at the least. And so they left. We didn't know for sure. Last we heard, they're taking a trip to Fargo to have that baby aborted. Months came and gone, and it was up around a year, I believe. And they came back to Dakota Hope to give a testimony, basically, and say thank you. They were now a couple and married and had that child.
Wow, because of a conversation here.
Yep, one visit.
Yeah, and folks, that's a miracle.
Yes.
I don't know any other way to describe that.
Yes.
You know, when you're bent on, this is what I'm going to do, we're out here, that's a miracle.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of lives that change. As a board chair, Bob, I would imagine, you know, a big part of your work is with the rest of the board, finding the resources to be able to continue to make sure miracles like that happen.
Right.
What do you need? What do you strive for, struggle for the most?
Well, obviously, financial support is huge. And so we need that and prayer. And we also need volunteers. There's people, maybe they can't give. Maybe they're in a position in their life right now where they don't have excess, but they can give of their time. And we need that too. We have a lot of opportunities for volunteerism here at Dakota Hope Clinic.
Do you gentlemen think we're winning this?
I do.
This debate? I mean, are we gaining more ground than we're losing?
You know, I think Bob, between, you know, we're on different sides. Bob's been out door knocking and shaking hands, kissing babies, doing that side of it. And I've been visiting churches and all this. And, you know, there's this degree. And I've been to quite a few national, and Bob has too. There's, you know, pregnancy help center conventions that they have once a year. And the news on the street there is that Planned Parenthood is closing down on record levels, and there's more pregnancy centers starting every day. And so, yes, we are winning. The abortions are down, and it's working out in our favor. Science,
ultrasounds. I think technology is a huge part of that too.
Huge.
You can see with the detail that you can see now, the baby that's in the womb. It's hard to walk away from that unchanged.
And Tim mentioned your door knocking. You're obviously a candidate for the legislature, so that's why you door knock. You got to get out there and talk to people.
Yes, sir.
Does this issue come up a lot? Do they ask you where you are?
Absolutely. Yes.
So and people care about this.
They do.
On a core political level of who am I going to support, who am I not going to support.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What I find interesting too is that's Bob's platform. I mean, when he ran, I mean, it's pro-life. He was out there with it. There's no stigma, you know, no gray area with him. And so that's been, a big stepping stone for him.
Yeah, that's a huge differentiator in the Senate race. Everybody's watching as well. With, you know, Congressman Cramer and Senator Heitkamp as well. There's no gray area between those two. You have one very pro-life candidate and one very pro-choice candidate who gets a lot of money from Planned Parenthood. So,
right.
Yeah, that's, there's another issue that gets demagogued so easily. I think of Dakota Hope Clinic and the work you do. Somebody comes in, you have a conversation, there's counseling, there's mental health. By the way, if someone has had an abortion and they are broken from that, there's healing here.
Yeah.
You come in for that to say, hey, because this isn't just about, you know, okay, the baby born or not, and then you're done. It's so many other things. But, you know, and the ultrasound, back to science, seeing, what's inside, the mother's womb.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a clinic to me.
Yes.
A clinic is not someone that can't hand out enough ways to prevent pregnancies and end pregnancies and makes its vast majority of its money, the majority of the money that they have coming in, ending innocent life. That's not a clinic,
right?
You know, and that's Planned Parenthood, who's spending oodles of money, ridiculous amounts of money in political races, including right here. Why? They need this to continue.
Right.
It's their cash cow.
Right.
So here's a clinic, here's a ministry, and that's a business, you know, and one with very detrimental impacts in many cases. Anything else you guys want to say before we let you go?
Well, you know, one thing I'd like to point out too is a lot of times people will say, well, yeah, I'm pro-life, but and you made a comment about that you saw an email a little bit ago that yeah, I'm pro-life, but I still think it's the woman's body, it's her choice. And so there's that thing that we've heard, and it sounds like, you know, we live in that world where, you know, yeah, I'm free to do what I want to do. But my recourse to that is always that, yeah, it's my body. But the thing is that we live in a world that doesn't mean that we can just do what we want with our body. I can't take my body and go put it in my car and drive 120 miles an hour down the road without getting pulled over and saying, you're endangering other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let alone my own life.
Yeah.
So the thing is, too, is then when they're saying it's my body, it's my choice, it's not true. I mean, I remember one time I got asked that at a meeting I was at, a Lions Club or something like that, and she said, I'm pro-life, but... And I said, well, where are your kids at today? I said, I know you have kids. I said, how come they're not here with you? I see you have your arms, your legs, and everything else is here. I said, if these children are a part of your body, they would be attached to you. They would be here with you physically. But they're not, you know, because that's the farce.
I pay good money to see the look on her face.
Right.
I'm Catholic. I've talked about that on the air once in a while when we have conversations about different faith things. Catholic teaching on an abortion is that it's an intrinsic evil. So just think about that as a mother or father and a decision being made. You wouldn't want your child to commit an intrinsic evil. I mean, really. And obviously, the Christian faith in general sees as very, very bad. And many denominations do so. Take care of your kids.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Butler Machinery invites you to Field Days. Join them August 28th and 29th to test drive the all-new Challenger 1000 Series, the Rogator C Series, and more. Plus, learn how genuine AGCO parts can support all your AGCO equipment brands and give you more uptime in the field. Remember to stop by Butler Machinery to stock up on all the AGCO parts products you need for the fall. Then join them for Field Days on August 28th and 29th. Call Butler Machinery for more details.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Carol Juben has been to Norway with tens of thousands of folks, for decades, 175 times. Pretty incredible what he's done. And guess what? He's going to do it again with our listeners. That's right. A land and water tour that's going to be a lot of fun. Mark it on your calendars. Join us for the event. In a moment, I'm going to give you a number. You can give Carol a call if you want more details on this as well. June 14 through 29, 2019, in Norway. And there are so many great ones to see. There really are. The towns, Stavanger, Flam, Bergen, Stalheim. Of course, scenic parts of Norway, the fjords, all absolutely incredible.
call Carol and the team at Juven Tours and Travel. They'll be at Huskfest, too, by the way. You want to look them up there. They're on Facebook. Or call them at 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. Number of tours headed for Norway, including the one with Marie and I, June 14th to the 29th. That's going to be a blast. Looking forward to that event for sure. All right, our final opportunity here to catch up on some of the work they do at the Dakota Clinic. We've kind of talked, you know, I guess generically about the good things they do, but not necessarily specifically about how those miracles happen, how it begins, the clients come in for. And to help us understand that a little bit is the director who last night did a wonderful report on how things are going here. She's a founding board member of Dakota Hope. She's clinic director since 2016, served in various nursing positions at St. Joseph's Hospital and Trinity Health. Nadia Smetania is here. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful night last night.
It was, wasn't it? We were very, very blessed.
It's really neat to be in a room with 900 people that think like you do, you know, and
yes.
care so much about this issue.
Absolutely.
Might not think about, you know, like you on some issues, but on this issue altogether, and that's oh so important. It really is great. What are you most proud of what you do here? What's the secret sauce to what you do day in and day out for changing lives at Dakota Hope Clinic?
Boy, that's a good question. I think the best thing we do is just offer love and encouragement and support to the moms and dads that come in here on a daily basis. They are often feel very alone. They feel scared. They feel fearful of the future for themselves and their child. So we are very blessed to be able to just listen to them above all. Initially, we just listen to their concerns. Most of them, when they come in, they have taken a pregnancy test at home and they think that they are pregnant. We do a verification medical grade test here for them. And then we just sit down and listen to them. What are their concerns? If they're pregnant, what are their concerns? What do they, or what are they thinking they might want to do? And we visit with them about any option that they want to talk about, including abortion, parenting, and adoption. And one of the things that we do is try to address if they are feeling that they might need to have an abortion or think that that's what the solution is, we talk to them about an abortion, what it really is, and what some of the possible side effects are, including the physical side effects and the emotional and psychological side effects.
Yeah, I think the psychological one gets lost far too often.
It does.
Yeah, to know that the decision you're making today isn't something that, quote-unquote, fixes a problem. If you choose to end that life, there are going to be psychological issues, you know, for a long, long time, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, just the other day, a gal called to register for the banquet, and we got to visiting, and it wasn't anyone that I knew, but she said, you know, she said, my mom told me that she had an abortion, and you know, it's amazing how that, she went on to tell me how that affected her, knowing that her sibling had been aborted. And I've just been reading about this a little more lately, how there's a doctor in Canada who's done research on how abortion affects siblings. And it's very disturbing how it can affect the survivors of, you know, the family that where there's an abortion been taken place. And this girl said, I was so angry at my mom because I kept wondering what my brother or sister would have looked like. Plus, she had, as many children do, they have some kind of survivor's guilt, you know. And I'm sure that the woman, her mom, when she had the abortion, didn't ever intend for her other children to be affected by this. That was not her intent at all, but it does happen.
Yeah, important for people to know that that happens, and also that basically that disordered a plan. That disorder, I mean, but with, you know, one child aborted and the other one still there, the reason it affects them, because it's pretty simple, isn't it? It was going against God's plan.
Absolutely. It was going against nature's plan.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't believe in God, everybody kind of innately in their being know that killing an innocent person is wrong. And so, but the women that are having an abortion, they don't see it that way. All they can see many times is how it can affect their life and what the problems are. Maybe they don't see any way that they can care for this child. Maybe they don't have any support. So we try to address all those issues, and so we really have compassion and sympathy for the moms and empathy and help them to try to address the issues that make them think that this is their only choice. And many times they are able to find the courage and hope to continue the pregnancy.
Fascinating conversation today. It really is. And Tim, you want to tell us how folks can help, how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, DakotaHope.org is our site, of course, and you can give through our website there. They can call our office at 701-852-4675. And, of course, social media. You can find us on Facebook and just look up Dakota Hope Clinic.
Media, thank you. Tim, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Keep up the good work. God bless.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make and, more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.